If you have your Bibles, we want to turn to 1 Corinthians and chapter 12. First book of Corinthians and the chapter 12. Good to see so many out tonight. And we trust that the Lord will bless us around his word. We're just going to read a few verses at the end of the chapter. You know, it's to do with spiritual gifts that was given to the church by the Spirit of God. So we want to break into that chapter at verse 28 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret it? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Amen. We trust the Lord will bless the reading of his word. A wee word of prayer and ask for the Lord's hand. Father, we're glad to be here tonight. We thank you for the good crowd that has come to the house of prayer. We pray that thou thyself would come and presence yourself with us, that thou would be with us around the preaching of the word of God. I pray, Lord, there be a word in season to every heart in this place. Indeed, we will be challenged by thee tonight to serve the true and the only and the living God. To that end, we ask for the help of the Holy Spirit to be given to me to preach, and to the congregation to listen, and Lord, to learn from thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My text tonight can be found in the middle there of 1 Corinthians 12 and the verse 28. Now, if you search through that, you'll find the little word helps. We'll read the verse. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings and helps. And the word helps. Now, as we have said, this chapter 12, the Apostle Paul is setting out to the people the great spiritual gifts that the Lord had given to the church. You only have to read this chapter that you will see that there were many different gifts. Not everybody had the same gift. In verse 8, it talks about one had the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. In verse 9, to another faith, and then the gifts of healing. Verse 10, to the working of miracles, to another prophecy, and so on. And so there were different gifts, and not everybody had the same gifts. Now he shows us that in verse 29. Are all apostles? Well, that was written in the Greek language in such a way that the answer would be no. Are all prophets? Well, no. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? The answer is no. Do all speak with tongues? Well, the answer is no. We have a group today that tells us, well, every child of God should speak with tongues. We all should be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and all of us should have this gift of speaking in a strange language. And yet when we come to the Bible here, in the very chapter that's dealing with gifts, do all speak with tongues? Well, the answer is clear, is no. All do not speak with tongues or with languages of that day. Not only were they different gifts, they are divine gifts. It was God himself, the Spirit of the living God, that gave these gifts. Because it says there in verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In our text in verse 28, and God has set some in the church first. Now here he tells us about the gifts, how they differ. But he tells us where the gifts come from. Not from any of the prophets, not from any of the apostles, not from any leaders of the church. It is not from themselves. But he tells us very, very clearly here that these gifts that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12 are divine gifts. And God gives them. And God gives them to whoever, so ever he will, and how he wills, you see. Now, in the middle of these gifts that the Lord has given to his church, we find the word, the gift of helps. Now, I wonder if I ask tonight for a show of hands, whoever saw that word, helps, in that verse? No doubt you've read it many times. No doubt we have read it. We've read about apostles and prophets and teachers and healings and tongues. But how many people has noticed that the Lord has put right in the middle of these gifts, the gifts of helps? This is the only time this Greek word is used in the New Testament. God is setting out the divine order in the church according to the apostles, according to the prophets, according to the gifts. And then he mentions, here's others who's in the church, the gift of helps, our helpers in the church. How often we come to this passage, we're taken up with the gifts of miracles, the gift of healings. How often people come to this passage and they're taken up with the gift of tongues. But how often have you heard anyone, if anyone, ever speak about the gift of helps? Because the same God that put the rest in this verse has put this in for all of us. The gift of helps in the church. And I want to speak about these gifts of helps. I want to think, first of all, there were gifts that were numerous. Because you see here that the word is in the plural, helps. And so there are numerous ways of helping. The word helps means relief, comes from a word that means to take hold of in turn, or to support. And so what the God is saying here, that he has placed the gift of helps in the church, and there are numerous ways in which God's people can display this gift in their lives and in the work of God. And one of the ways this gift can be displayed is in his war, our Christ's war. Now, we do know that we're in a battle. Every day we live, we're in a battle for the faith. Battle against sin. Battle against Satan. Battle against false doctrine. How often the cults come to our doors. How often we hear of preaching another gospel. And we know today, every child of God in this place, we're in the fight for the faith. We know there's a war on for the truth of God and for the cause of Christ. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3, he says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Now Paul, writing to Timothy, is reminding him that he's a soldier. And he is to endure hardness, and there's going to be a conflict, and there's going to be a battle, you see. And he was to be take part and to help in this battle and in this fight. And that's one of the ways the believers can be helpers in the church. They can stand with God's servants. They can stand in the army of God. They can stand against the enemy. You see, we're helpers in his war. We see that over illustrated for us in 1 Chronicles 12. Because here we have David, which of course is one of the foreshadow of the greater David, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And David had to flee for his life, and David had to face conflict, he had to face battle. Saul was after him. In 1 Chronicles 12 and verse 1. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish. And there were among the mighty men helpers of the war. Now these men who came to David were described not just as soldiers, not as men who would do battle, but helpers in the war. And in verse 21 it says, "And they helped David." And in verse 22, "There came to David to help him." And here we find David in a conflict, and yet we find of people that they came to help David and to stand with David and to support David. You see, that's one of the ways that David was helped in this battle. And I want to say to us, the gift of helps, one of the ways it can be displayed is in his war. Helping the cause of Christ. You know, Paul said one time in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16, "No man stood with me." You know, there was nobody stood with him. He had no one to help him. He had no one to stand beside him. He had no one to support him, you see. And yet we find here that Christian, we can use these gifts of helps just by standing, just by supporting, just by standing beside God's servants, maybe in the open air, maybe just by coming to church, just by standing for the truth. We can help, you see. Another way is not only his war, but Christ's work. Now, we do know that the Lord Jesus said he will build his church, and we believe that. That's a great promise. That's a great promise for every one of us who serve the Lord, that Christ says, well, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's a promise tonight we're all standing on. Christ will build his church. Well, we know tonight we can help Christ, or we can help others in that work, in the service of the Lord. We find in the Word of God help regarding the sacrifice. Again, in the book of Chronicles was days of revival. Hezekiah had brought the true religion back to the people. Great things were happening. The sacrifices were set in order. In 2 Chronicles 29, verse 31 to 34, it tells us about those things. And it tells us there in the verse 34, wherefore their brethren, the Levites, did help them until the work was ended. Now it tells us beforehand the number of the sacrifices. There was the bullocks, there was the bulls, there was the oxen, there was the sheep, there was the goats. All of these things were being sacrificed. And yet we find those words, the Levites, what? Did help them. You see, the priests needed help to do with the sacrifices. They found themselves, in a sense, overwhelmed with this work. And therefore we find that they did help, you see. You see, they helped in regard to the sacrifice. And what the Church of Christ needs today is helpers in the cause of the gospel. John the Baptist preached a great sermon. He says, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. And in the work of Christ today, we need helpers in this work, in this field, in relation to the sacrifice. There are people today preaching another gospel. And there are people today preaching a gospel, salvation by works. But we know tonight it's by blood. It is the blood that maketh atonement for the soul. And therefore, we need help tonight in regarding the sacrifice. Giving out gospel tracts, testimonies, preaching, witnessing about the blood of the Lamb, you see. Just a help in the church in regarding the sacrifice of Christ. Can you help? Can I help to lift up a crucified Savior in this time? In your home? To the boys and girls? Can we be like John and says, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world? Can we be like Paul, he says, we preach Christ crucified? You see, these helps are numerous in relation to the war and also to the work. And also, can he say, help regarding the winning of souls? You know, in Matthew 9, verse 37 to 38, the Lord Jesus Christ said these words, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labourers are few. Those are very solemn words. The Lord Jesus, as he overlooked the whole mission field, not just the town of Gakeel, but the whole world. And he saw something that came before his eyes, that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labourers are few, he said. And what the Lord Jesus was saying here, that there was a lack of helpers. The labourers were few. There was a great work to be done. But very, very little help, you see. Very, very little help, you see. In seeking to win the lost, you see. And we can use the gift of helps in regarding the winning of souls. To being a help in this work. We think of this time. We think of the darkness. We think of the unsaved that you and I know. We think of the men and women who's held by booze and by other sin. We think of the boys and girls of this town who's lost and without Christ and without hope. Can you help them? Can you help in this work in seeking to win the lost? You know, over the next couple of weeks, we hope to do outdoor Bible clubs starting next week and the following week. We want to go out into the different parks and sing with the boys and girls and tell them stories. And I have to say tonight, the more helpers we have, the more house and estates will be done. And I say that to all of us tonight. Can you help? Can you be a help in this matter? As we seek to reach the boys and girls over the next couple of weeks, and then in the middle of July, the Bible Holiday Club. Can you help out? Is there something you can do? Can you just even come and be there and supervise? If you can tell the story, so be it. The memory verse, or whatever the case may be. But tell me tonight, the gifts of helps are in the church. The gift of helpers are in the church. Are you helping? Can you help out in this faith? In the regard of winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this gift of helps is numerous. There's different ways we can use it. Also, can I say in regard regarding the saints? Isaiah said in Isaiah 50 verse 4, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of a learnt, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." You know, we need the gifts of helps in the church helper to help those in need. No doubt there are Christians tonight in this church and in the Church of Christ at large, who need help, who's cast down tonight, who's got a trial, got a burden, got a problem in their heart, that just would long for someone to come, as Isaiah said, to speak a word in season. Someone they could trust, someone they can turn to, someone that can help them. You see, the gift of help is practical. Do you know someone tonight that you can help? Do you know what someone tonight who needs help, but you haven't helped them? You've turned a blind eye to it. You've turned a deaf ear to someone tonight, you see, friends. People who need help. In Acts 18, verse 26 to verse 27, talks about Aquila and Priscilla, how they took on to them Apollos and taught him more clearly the word of the Lord. And it tells us when he came to Achaia himself, and when he was come, he helped them much which had believed through grace. But notice, this man Apollos, a man who was mighty in the scriptures, and when he went away down to Achaia, it tells us, and the Holy Spirit says here in the word, here's what he did. He helped them. Helped who? He helped the saints. You and I need help at times. We need an answer. We need support. We need a shoulder to cry on. We need someone to talk to. Dear friends, this is one of the ways we can use these gifts of helpers. Think how the Lord Jesus helps us. Think of what he said in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, "Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee." The Lord Jesus is the great helper. He is the one who strengthens us. When we're cast down, when we're full of fear, he comes and he says, "Fear not, I am thy God, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee." Well, the Lord Jesus does this. Can you and I not do the same? Can you and I not reach out with that arm of love and help those people in time of need? Here's a way we can use a gift of help. Just helping some people. Even the unsaved people who need help. Can you reach out that hand and speak that word? Do that loving deed that will help people. Also, another way is help regarding supplications. God's people should help one another in prayer. In 2 Corinthians 1, Paul is speaking about being delivered. How God delivered him from so great a death. There was persecution. There was danger. At the point of even being put to death. And he said something. Well, God delivered us. That was God's part. But you see the next verse in verse 11. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 11. "Ye also helping together by prayer for us." And he just zooms in on this church. are these believers. And he says, well, ye helped. Ye are helping us. You men and women of the church, you are helping me as I go out and I preach the gospel. Well, how were they helping Paul? He says, well, ye also were helping together by prayer. You see, they were helping by prayer. Surely everybody in this meeting can pray. Not maybe publicly. You say, well, I could never pray publicly, but privately. Do you know this is that helps us in the church? This is one of the ways we can use this gift that helps that God has given to every Christian. The gift of helps. We can pray one for another. We pray for souls. Do you pray for souls? Pray for the boys and girls over the next few weeks that they might be saved. Pray for the minister of the church. He beguiled in all his studies and kept by the hand of God and know the anointing of the Lord upon him. Pray for the elders. Pray for the deacons. Pray for the Sunday school teachers. Pray for the children and the youth of this church. You see, you can help together just by praying. But J.C. Reid said, never, never may we forget that if we would do good to the world, our first duty is to pray. Our first duty is to pray. Do we look at prayer like this? Do we treat the prayer like this, you see? You see, you can help in the work of God here just by coming to the prayer meeting. By praying for God's servants, even in your own home. Praying for souls at home, you see. You see, dear friends, we are to pray. We can help by supplication. We can help by our giving or by our silver given money, because over there in Ezra it tells us about a great day that had come to the people. It tells in Ezra chapter 1. Book of Ezra in chapter 1 about Cyrus, king of Persia. He made a great announcement. And he stirred up the people that they would go back to Jerusalem and to build this house. And it says in verse 4, and whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with the silver and with the gold and with goods and with beasts besides a free will offering for the house of God that is in Jerusalem. And here's a man, he's calling out to the people, get away down to Jerusalem and build the house of the Lord. And he says here, here's how you are to help the people that go. Help them, what? With the silver or with the gold or with the offerings. And how will they help them? By giving. By giving, you see. By putting their hand in their pocket and giving that silver and giving that gold or that sacrifice, whatever it would be to in order to build the house of the God, they were just were to help, what, by silver. That's what it says. By giving. And yes, this is one of the ways we are to do this. And we have just heard tonight of a great offering given for the school here related to the church. By giving. You see, the gifts that's mentioned here, helps are numerous. Here are things that we can do. But in relation to the sacrifice of Christ, in relation to souls, in relation to the saints, in relation to supplications, in relation to the silver, the gifts of helps. Do you play your part? Are you using your gift of helps? Am I using mine? Are we a channel of blessing as we were singing together there? Are you helping out? I don't mean, are you doing everything? It's impossible. But listen, are you playing your part in the work of God in this church? Are you doing whatever you can? The gifts of helps in the ways that we have mentioned tonight briefly. Numerous gifts. Ways and in order we are to promote and to do the work of God. Are you using your gift? Are you giving your help? I hope you will. I hope you'll be touched to help out greatly with us, the children activities. The meeting's over in the next couple of weeks and also in July, you see. You see, the gifts were humorous. Can I say this on numbers? The gifts were natural because this is a natural gift. The other gifts were supernatural. Now, it talks there in our text, talks about teachers and miracles and healings and so on. And you'll find of other gifts there in this passage as well. But in the midst of all these great gifts, we recall what I call a natural gift. In other words, a second nature to a child of God, to want to stand up for the Lord. I believe it should be natural for every child of God to say, well, I want to see souls saved. I want to pray. I want to help the saints of God. I want to give to God's work. I want to promote God's work. I want to see God's work going marching on. I believe these are natural gifts of helps. We want to help. We want to see Christ's cause going on. We want to see great things being accomplished for his cause. If you look at the text here, it's right in the middle of helps. The Lord had asked all his people to be apostles. He's not calling of all of us to be prophets. He's not saying to all of us, well, go out there and do miracles. He's not saying to all of us, well, I want you all to go out there and speak in tongues. No. Just this natural gift of help, you see. Plain and simple and ordinary gift of helping. Of helping, you see. That's what God wants us to do. In the midst of all of these gifts was help. Hey, listen, God's not asking you to do some great thing. I'm not asking you tonight to do some great thing. The minister of the church tonight is not asking you to do some great thing. We're not asking you to go out into Kikil tonight and to raise the dead. But we're asking you to help. To help the work of God. To help the work of God in this place. That's what we're asking tonight. From the Word of God, you see. Just to do whatever you can. It says of that woman in Mark chapter 14, verse 8, she have done what she could. Just say, I can help. I can do a little bit. I can sit with the children. I can draw them to the meetings. I can hold up a cord. I can stand and supervise. Just something I can do. Just help. That's what God puts this word, this simple word to do with the work of God in the midst of these great gifts that were given to the early church. Just to help. Can I say thirdly that these gifts were necessary? You see, these were necessary gifts. God had his prophets, he had his apostles, he had his miracles, his teachers, and gifts of healing. But in the middle of it all was helps. Why is that? Because God realized and knows, of course, and planned, of course, that we would need helpers in the church. Yes, they had their miracle working men in the early church, and they had their signs and wonders, and they had their gifts of the Holy Spirit of God, but God knew that they would need helps. And there he puts it in. The only place in the Bible you find that word. Because they're necessary to the work of God. The Lord, can I say, Paul illustrated that in the passage, an illustration of the human body, about the eye and the ear. In verse 14, also the foot. Verse 50, the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because, well, I am not the eye, I am not of the body. It was on down to say there in verse 21, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again to the head, the feet, I have no need of thee. And then he said in verse 22, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And here the Paul is showing us here that every part of the human body is necessary. And he's saying to all these believers, some may say, well, I'm not the eye or the ear or the foot. But he's showing them all here that every one was needed. These gifts are necessary. I want to say it to you tonight. We're all needed. We're all needed, you see, in this work. We need helpers in this work. Don't think we don't need you. Don't think that you're useless. Don't think, say, well, I'm only a little part of the body of Christ. Doesn't matter where God has placed you. God has only given you a little part. Well, God has placed you there. You say, I've only got a little talent and I've only got a few little gifts. Well, listen, that's what God has given you. But I want you to see here, what you have got is necessary. That's what he's showing from this passage. Necessary. And the gifts and the talents that you have are necessary for the work of God. This church needs everybody to play the part, no matter how small a part it is, seems to you. It's necessary, you see. Maybe you feel worthless. Maybe you feel useless in the service of God. I think we all do. Maybe you lament over the little that you're able to do. But the little you do is necessary. You're needed. Just do it. Just do that little bit for Christ, what you can do for Him, you see. These gifts are necessary. There it is in the Bible. I'm on the great chapter to do with the gifts of God that God had given to the church. And there the Lord has this helps, helpers in the church. Because it's needed. We all need helpers. We're laborers together with God. We need help. We need help. It's a cry of all churches, not this church, but all churches. Because of Christ all over. Helpers. Laborers wanted on the mission field. They need help. I was talking to a man today from Australia. And they're still waiting for someone to go to preach to them. You see, we need helpers. Helpers in the work. Can I say lastly and very quickly that these gifts are not only necessary, they were gifts that were noticed. Because no doubt these gifts that were mentioned of miracles and healing, if someone came into the area and did signs and wonders ministry, that there was in those days, of course, they would have been noticed. We think of Paul and Barnabas at Lystra, and they healed a man who had been a cripple from his mother's womb, and the people were amazed, and they cried out that the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men, and what an impact it made in the community when they saw Paul and Barnabas doing great miracles in healing this man. But let me say to you is this: these gifts are noticed as well. They don't go unnoticed, these gifts. Not by the Apostle Paul, because he said in Romans 16 verse 3, great Priscilla and Aquila, and he said this, my helpers in Christ Jesus. That's what he said. He said, they're my helpers. You see, they were only helpers, you said. They weren't doing signs and wonders. They weren't raising the dead. They weren't healing the blind. No, but he says, they're my helpers. That's all they were doing. They were helping. And there's a name mentioned, friends. You see, they were noticed in the church. And noticed by God as well, can I say? Because 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. God takes notice too, what, of our help, of our work, of our witness, and what we do, because there's a day coming when God will reward what all our labours and all the things that we have done. You see, yes, this gift of helps is in the church today. Let none of us here then be slack in the work of God. Let us do what we can. Listen, with only one life, it'll soon be passed. And it's only what's done for Jesus Christ will last. Let's all do what we can. Let's all roll our sleeves up and serve the King of Kings, who has done so much for us, saved us and washed us in his blood, and taken us to heaven, and he wants us to be a help. Whatever talent you have got, whatever you can do, say, I can do this for the Lord. Well, I can do that. I can do the other thing. That's all news or gifts. At this time, the gifts of helps in the work of God. We trust the Lord will bless all our labors and all our efforts as we seek to win the lost for Christ. Amen.